This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A powerful explosion rocked the heart of the Afghan capital late Tuesday following the gunfire inside Kabul's heavily fortified green zone. Several sources confirmed to VOA that a suicide bomb attack was carried out on the house of Afghanistan's defense minister. The minister was not at home and his family was evacuated to safety. Soon after the attack, the general reassured the public through his Twitter account, saying that do not worry, everything is fine. Local media reported that it was a complex attack involving a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device followed by gunmen who tried to enter the house of the defense minister. A spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry told journalists that the attack happened in an area called Sherpur. Near an upscale neighborhood, no casualties were reported. Several other government officials and members of parliament live in the area. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department says more than 2 years after the collapse of its self-declared caliphate, the Islamic State terror group appears to be trying to rebuild its army in the eastern Syrian's desert using children and teenagers smuggled out of displaced persons camps. In particular, the report warned that despite a series of crackdowns by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, IS, also known as the ISIS, retains a significant influence in many of the camps. The report also said that IS targets the most susceptible boys for recruitment. U.S. military officials have repeatedly warned about the potential for IS to take advantage of conditions at displaced persons camps at this group or as this group tries to regenerate its capabilities. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader officially endorsed his hardline protege Ibrahim Raisi as the nation's next president on Tuesday. Iran is under crushing U.S. sanctions that have devastated the economy and led to the crash of the Iranian currency. Meanwhile, the coronavirus spiraled out of control, with authorities reporting a record 39,000 new cases Tuesday, almost 2,000 more than a previous day. In the speech of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, advised Raisi to empower the country's poor people and promote the national currency while improving it. Doubts about an imminent return to the international nuclear deal, which granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for limits on its nuclear program, have become a dark cloud dangling over the incoming administration. U.S. President Joe Biden said that New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after a report released Tuesday by the state's attorney general found that Cuomo had sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws. At a news conference in Albany, Cuomo denied any wrongdoing, declaring that he never touched anyone inappropriately. Tisha James, the New York attorney general, said Cuomo allegedly targeted 11 current and former employees of the state government. The probe uncovered so-called climate of fear created by Cuomo's behavior, which said that included unwanted kisses, groping, hugging, and making unacceptable remarks. She also said the investigation found that the Democratic governor had retaliated against at least one former employee for complaining about his actions. The nearly five-month investigation was performed by two outside attorneys hired by the state attorney general's office, and they spoke to 179 people. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new moratorium on home evictions that will last until October 3rd. The Biden administration is trying to quell intensifying criticism that it was allowing vulnerable renters to lose their homes during a pandemic. The new moratorium could help keep millions in their homes as a coronavirus Delta variant has spread and states have been slow to release federal rental aid. It would temporarily halt evictions in counties with substantial and high levels of virus transmissions and would cover areas where 90% of the U.S. population lives. And NOAA-supported scientists on Tuesday reported that this year's dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is larger than originally predicted at more than 16,000 square kilometers, or about the surface of the area of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie combined. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.